Emotions can feel like a stormy sea, threatening to capsize your ship at any moment. But what if you could navigate through these turbulent waters with the calm precision of a seasoned sailor? That's the essence of what we're exploring today, not letting your emotions steer your life but becoming the master of your actions and decisions. Imagine emotions as powerful waves in an ocean. Sometimes they're gentle, and other times, they're overwhelming. They can lift you up or drag you down, often leaving you feeling like you're at their mercy. It's easy to think of yourself as a mere passenger in this vast, unpredictable sea. Yet, here's the twist. You're not just a passenger, you're the captain of your ship. Your reactions to these waves are what truly matter. As Epictetus, the Stoic philosopher, wisely noted, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This means you have the power to navigate through emotional storms with intention and purpose. 1. Emotions and their role. Emotions, they can feel like wild, untamable forces, can't they? One moment, you're on top of the world, the next, you're plunging into anger or fear as if someone pulled the rug out from under you. But here's the thing, emotions aren't the enemy. In fact, they're your ancient allies, wired deep into your brain for one reason, survival. Imagine yourself in the wild, back when your ancestors roamed forests filled with predators. Your heart races, your breath quickens, that's fear flooding your body. It's not there to scare you senseless. It's your mind flipping on survival mode, boosting your chances of escape. Anger, too, once had its place, an ancient battle cry, pushing you to stand your ground, defend what's yours, or fight for survival. Even sadness, often labeled as negative, played its part, drawing the tribe's attention to you when you needed support, a signal for others to help. But here's where it gets fascinating. While emotions evolved to help us thrive in the wilderness, modern life is not the wild plains anymore. The threats we face today, rude colleagues, deadlines, social rejection, don't need the same primal responses that saber-toothed tigers once did. Yet, our bodies and minds still react as if we're in life-or-death situations. That's why your heart pounds when someone cuts you off in traffic or when you're about to speak in front of an audience. The emotions aren't the problem. It's our interpretation of them and how we respond. You see, emotions are like an internal radar. They signal you when something important is happening, but you don't have to be a slave to the radar. Instead of being driven by every emotional wave that crashes over you, you can become the one steering the ship. This is where emotional mastery comes in, the ability to not just feel but to observe, understand, and then decide, what action will I take? The Stoics knew this, teaching that it's not the emotion itself that disrupts us, but how we let it dictate our actions. Think of emotions as that intense coach in the gym. They're shouting at you, pushing you hard, but at the end of the day, you are the one in charge of how far you go. When you learn to harness them, to listen but not let them take the wheel, they become powerful allies rather than untamed forces. 2. The Stoic perspective. The Stoic perspective, often misunderstood as cold or detached, is far from an emotionless void. It's actually a profound philosophy of resilience, designed to help you navigate life's chaos with an unshakable sense of calm. Stoicism isn't about shutting off your feelings. It's about mastering them, so they no longer master you. Picture this. Life throws curveballs, some minor annoyances and others life-shattering events. Stoics liken these external circumstances to a storm at sea. The storm rages, waves crash, but the Stoic is the captain of a sturdy ship, navigating through with focus and reason. The storm will come, no doubt, but the key to the Stoic mindset is this: you can't control the storm, but you can control your ship. At the heart of Stoicism lies a simple yet revolutionary idea: there are things we control and things we don't. Most people spend their lives tangled up in frustration, anxiety, or regret, obsessing over things they wish they could change, the opinions of others, unpredictable events, past mistakes, even the weather. The Stoic, however, takes a step back. They ask themselves, "Can I control this?" If the answer is no, they release it, Because why waste energy on the unchangeable? This doesn't mean Stoics are passive or indifferent. In fact, they're incredibly active, just in the right areas. They focus their energy on the one thing they can control, themselves. Their thoughts, their actions, and how they respond to whatever life throws at them. It's like playing chess with the universe. You can't dictate the other player's moves, but you can make every one of yours count. Imagine being able to move through life's challenges, whether it's a job loss, a breakup, or even something as frustrating as traffic, without losing your inner calm. You don't need to be a monk in the mountains to achieve this. The Stoics believed anyone could, by practicing daily mental habits like negative visualization, where you imagine worst-case scenarios to build mental toughness, and the practice of detaching from outcomes, so you're free from disappointment when things don't go as planned. Ultimately, the Stoic perspective isn't about denying life's difficulties. It's about confronting them head-on with the knowledge that your peace of mind, your sense of purpose, and your actions are entirely within your control. Life will always have storms, but with Stoicism, you're the captain who sails on, unshaken by the winds. 3. Power of choice. The power of choice is one of the most fascinating and empowering concepts in life, yet it's often misunderstood or overlooked. We tend to think of choice in simple terms, like choosing between coffee or tea, or whether to binge-watch another series. But when you dig deeper, you realize that choice is the ultimate force that shapes your reality, moment by moment, and decision by decision. Imagine standing in front of two doors. One leads to the life you're living right now, full of its routines, frustrations, and comforts. The other? A completely unknown path. Each step you take shapes not only the trajectory of your own life but ripples through the lives of those around you. The Stoics believe that the power of choice wasn't just about the physical actions we take, like which door to walk through, but about how we choose to perceive and respond to the events that happen around us. They called this proheresis, the inner power of choice that governs our thoughts, emotions, and ultimately our happiness. Think about this: every challenge, every heartbreak, every failure is, in fact, neutral. The real power lies in how we choose to interpret these events. Two people can face the same situation, a lost job, for example. One person might choose to see it as the end of the world, sinking into despair and anxiety. The other may choose to see it as an opportunity, a new beginning, and an invitation to reinvent themselves. The event is the same. What changes is the choice of interpretation. Now, what if I told you that no matter what happens in your life, you always have this choice? The power to shape your internal world, regardless of external circumstances, is always within you. You can choose anger, or you can choose calm. You can choose to see a setback as failure or as a lesson. This doesn't mean you're denying reality, but rather that you're reclaiming control over what matters most, your mindset. When you truly grasp the power of choice, life transforms. You no longer feel like a leaf in the wind, being tossed around by fate or circumstance. You become the author of your own story. Each day, each moment, becomes a chance to align your choices with the person you want to be. And this is where the real magic happens, when you realize that the life you're living right now is, in many ways, a product of your past choices. More importantly, your future self is waiting on the choices you make today. The power of choice is your compass in a world of uncertainty. It's your secret weapon, your inner superpower, waiting to be wielded at every turn. No one can take it from you. It's always yours, and with it, you're never powerless. 4. Practical techniques. When it comes to mastering the art of choice and living with intention, it's not enough to just know about the power of choice. You need practical techniques to actually exercise it, to turn abstract understanding into tangible action. The intriguing part? These techniques are deceptively simple but can lead to profound changes in your daily life. The pause button, mastering reactivity. Imagine your mind as a powerful engine, one that runs on autopilot most of the time. You react instinctively to situations, emotions, and people. Someone cuts you off in traffic, and anger flares. Your colleague takes credit for your idea, and resentment bubbles up. But what if you had a pause button that allowed you to freeze time, take a step back, and choose your response instead of reacting automatically? The technique of pausing before reacting is rooted in the Stoic idea that between stimulus and response, there's a gap. And within that gap lies your freedom to choose. Next time you feel emotions rushing in, anger, frustration, sadness, take a breath and pause. Ask yourself, what's within my control here? This pause is where the power of choice lives. The more you practice it, the more you realize that you don't have to be a prisoner to your initial emotions. Framing, the power of perception. Have you ever noticed how two people can experience the same event but come away with entirely different stories? One person sees a missed promotion as a devastating setback. Another sees it as a signal to sharpen their skills or pursue a different path. This is the power of framing, the way you mentally package an event, and it's one of the most practical techniques for reclaiming your power of choice. The next time you face adversity, take a moment to consciously reframe the situation. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Or, how can I see this differently? By changing the lens through which you view the situation, you alter your emotional response. What seemed like a catastrophe can suddenly appear as an opportunity for growth. This technique, when practiced consistently, rewires your brain to look for possibilities instead of obstacles. Negative visualization, prepare for the worst. One of the most intriguing techniques in the Stoic toolbox is negative visualization, deliberately imagining worst-case scenarios. This might sound counterintuitive at first. Why would you want to focus on negative outcomes? But the brilliance of this technique is that it desensitizes you to fear. By confronting potential failures or losses ahead of time, you remove their power to surprise or overwhelm you. Take a situation you're worried about, like an upcoming presentation or a personal conflict. Now, imagine the worst thing that could happen. Maybe the presentation goes terribly, or the relationship falls apart. Visualize it vividly. This exercise allows you to emotionally process that outcome ahead of time, so if it happens, you're prepared. It also has a liberating effect. It reminds you that even in the worst-case scenario, life goes on. You're more resilient than you think. Journaling, your personal compass. Every evening, sit down and reflect on your day through journaling. This isn't just any journaling. It's an exercise in accountability and awareness. The Stoics, like Marcus Aurelius, would use journaling to review their actions and thoughts, asking themselves, where did I succeed in using my power of choice today? Where did I let emotions dictate my responses? By regularly writing about your decisions, thoughts, and reactions, you create a map of your mental and emotional patterns. Over time, you'll start to notice the areas where you're consistently choosing to give up control. More importantly, you'll see where you can do better, where you can refine your choices, and ultimately, shape your future with greater clarity. Memento mori, remember you will die. It sounds morbid, but this technique is actually one of the most empowering. Memento mori, remember that you will die, is a reminder of life's impermanence. Far from being depressing, it's meant to sharpen your focus on the present moment and the choices you're making right now. When you remember that your time is finite, small annoyances lose their significance, and you become more intentional with how you spend your time and energy. Imagine waking up each day with the thought, if today were my last day, how would I act? What would I choose to focus on? The practice of memento mori helps you sift through the trivial distractions of life and focus on what really matters. It urges you to live with urgency, gratitude, and purpose. By integrating these practical techniques into your daily routine, you'll begin to see subtle but profound shifts. You'll no longer be reacting to life like a marionette, pulled by strings of circumstance. Instead, you'll be the one holding the strings, making deliberate choices that shape the life you truly want to live. And that, perhaps, is the most intriguing power of all. 5. Benefits of mastering actions. Mastering your actions is like gaining the ability to direct the current of a powerful river, one that most people are swept away by. This river represents the swirl of habits, emotions, and reactions that pull people in directions they don't always choose. By mastering your actions, you stop drifting aimlessly and begin to steer your life toward intentional outcomes. But the benefits of this mastery go far beyond simply being in control. They open the door to a more profound sense of freedom, influence, and inner peace. The freedom from reactionary living. Most people live in a state of reaction. Someone says something that upsets them, and they lash out without thinking. A stressful situation arises, and they collapse under its weight. Mastering your actions means breaking this reactive cycle. Imagine being the calm in the storm, when chaos erupts around you. Instead of being tossed about by your emotions, you choose your response with poise. This freedom is exhilarating. You're no longer a puppet of external forces, dancing to the strings of impulse or circumstance. You move through life with a sense of agency, selecting how you act, regardless of what happens around you. In a world that often feels chaotic, this mastery gives you the rare power to remain steady and clear-headed, cultivating influence over others. When you master your actions, people notice. It's not that you're controlling others, quite the opposite. It's that your ability to remain composed, thoughtful, and intentional influences how others perceive and interact with you. Leaders who have mastered their actions inspire confidence. Their calm, deliberate manner attracts others, because most people crave a sense of stability, especially in moments of uncertainty. In your personal and professional relationships, this mastery allows you to influence situations without force or manipulation. Your actions, rooted in purpose and clarity, create ripples that affect how others behave. You become a lighthouse, standing tall, guiding others by your example, without ever needing to force their hand. Emotional resilience and inner peace. Mastery over your actions is inseparable from mastery over your emotions. The two are deeply intertwined. When you learn to control how you act, even in the face of strong emotions, you cultivate emotional resilience. This doesn't mean you suppress your feelings. It means you acknowledge them, but don't let them dictate your behavior. Consider how much suffering comes from regret over impulsive actions. Angry words spoken in haste, decisions made out of fear, or opportunities missed due to procrastination. By mastering your actions, you eliminate these sources of inner turmoil. You make choices you can stand behind, even when emotions flare. This leads to a profound sense of inner peace, as you no longer feel at war with yourself. There's a harmony between your mind, your emotions, and your actions. Unlocking personal growth. Self-mastery isn't a one-time achievement, it's a lifelong practice. But every time you exercise control over your actions, you become stronger. It's like a muscle that grows more powerful with each use. And the stronger you get, the more you expand your potential. By mastering your actions, you unlock deeper levels of personal growth. You'll begin to notice patterns in your behavior that previously escaped your awareness. Perhaps you used to react defensively in certain situations, but now you observe it and choose a more constructive path. This awareness allows you to evolve, continuously refining who you are and how you show up in the world. As you grow, so do the opportunities around you. Whether in your career, relationships, or personal pursuits, mastering your actions propels you forward. You no longer self-sabotage with old habits or knee-jerk reactions. Instead, you make decisions that align with your long-term vision and values, creating momentum in all areas of life. Living with integrity and authenticity. One of the greatest benefits of mastering your actions is the deep sense of integrity it brings. You begin to act in ways that align with your true self, rather than being swayed by external pressures or fleeting emotions. This consistency between your inner values and outer behavior fosters authenticity. When your actions reflect who you truly are, you build the foundation of trust, not just with others, but with yourself. You start to believe in your own ability to navigate life's challenges because you've proven to yourself that you can act with purpose, even in difficult circumstances. This self-trust is invaluable and leads to a life of authenticity, where you no longer feel divided between your desires and your actions. A legacy of deliberate impact. When you master your actions, you don't just create a better life for yourself, you leave a lasting impact on the world around you. Every decision you make, every action you take, contributes to the legacy you're building. People who have mastered their actions often leave behind legacies of compassion, strength, and wisdom, because they lived with intention rather than being swept up by the tide of life. Imagine looking back on your life, knowing that you consistently made choices that aligned with your highest values. That you acted with integrity, kindness, and strength, even when it was difficult. This is the legacy of those who master their actions. It's a life well lived, not by accident, but by deliberate choice. Mastering your actions is like holding the key to your own freedom. It unlocks deeper relationships, emotional resilience, personal growth, and a life that reflects your true self. It's not about being perfect or controlling every situation, but about consistently choosing who you want to be in every moment. And that, perhaps, is one of the most intriguing powers a person can possess. 6. Challenges and overcoming them. Mastering your actions comes with a profound sense of empowerment, but like any worthwhile pursuit, it's not without its challenges. Imagine embarking on a journey through a dense, wild forest. There are times when the path is clear, and times when it vanishes altogether, forcing you to navigate through thick undergrowth, thorny bushes, and seemingly impassable obstacles. These challenges are not designed to defeat you but to strengthen your resolve. Each step forward, no matter how difficult, refines your inner power. Let's explore these challenges and how to overcome them. The inner saboteur, battling your own mind. The first and often most insidious challenge comes from within, your mind. Even when you know the importance of mastering your actions, your mind will occasionally rebel. Old habits, limiting beliefs, and self-doubt lurk in the corners, whispering, "Why bother? Just give in. No one's watching." This internal saboteur is a master of disguise, sometimes taking the form of laziness, fear, or even rationalization. It's that little voice telling you, "It's fine if I skip my morning routine today. I'll start fresh tomorrow." The problem? Tomorrow's promises often fade into the same excuses. How to overcome it? Treat your mind like an unpredictable beast, one that can be tamed but never entirely silenced. The key is to practice mindfulness. Observe the excuses and doubts as they arise, but don't let them drive your actions. Become the silent observer, and then consciously choose the path that aligns with your long-term goals, not your momentary desires. Use discipline like a sword, cutting through those mental weeds, and create a habit of asking, "Will this action bring me closer to the person I want to become?" Emotional storms, acting in the heat of the moment. Emotions can be like unexpected storms, rising suddenly and throwing you off balance. Anger, frustration, jealousy, and fear are particularly powerful forces that can derail even the strongest-willed individuals. Picture yourself standing in the middle of a thunderstorm, trying to hold on to your composure while lightning strikes around you. In the heat of emotion, it's easy to act impulsively, only to regret your choices once the storm passes. How to overcome it? Learn to be the eye of the storm. When emotions surge, don't resist them, but don't let them dictate your actions either. Take a breath, literally. This simple pause gives you a moment to regain control. Emotions lose their power when you create space between feeling and action. Practice emotional regulation techniques like deep breathing, counting backward, or mentally stepping outside the situation to see it from a higher perspective. By doing this, you can make decisions based on reason and wisdom, rather than in the heat of the moment. External pressures, resisting the pull of others. In a world where everyone has an opinion on how you should act, one of the most significant challenges is resisting external pressure. Friends, family, colleagues, and society all have expectations, and often these can pull you away from your own values. The fear of judgment, or the desire to please others, can make you compromise your authenticity. Imagine trying to swim upstream in a river of societal expectations. The current is strong, and it's tempting to let go and be swept along with the crowd. But doing so means losing sight of who you truly are. How to overcome it? Develop a strong internal compass, a clear understanding of your values and goals. When the pull of external pressure feels overwhelming, ground yourself by remembering why you started this journey of self-mastery. Ask yourself, whose approval matters more? Theirs or mine? Surround yourself with people who respect your boundaries and support your growth. The more aligned you are with your true self, the less external validation you'll need. The comfort zone trap, overcoming the lure of familiarity. There's a seductive quality to the comfort zone. It's cozy, predictable, and offers little resistance. The challenge here is that mastery rarely thrives in comfort. Like an athlete who only trains at half their capacity, you'll never reach your full potential if you remain within familiar territory. Mastering your actions requires stepping outside of comfort, confronting uncertainty, and embracing discomfort. It's like hiking a mountain. Each step gets more challenging, but the view from the top is worth it. How to overcome it? Reframe discomfort as growth. Instead of fearing it, seek it out. Challenge yourself daily, whether it's taking on a new project, having a difficult conversation, or trying something that scares you. The more you step out of your comfort zone, the more comfortable you become with discomfort. Soon, you'll realize that what once seemed impossible is now within your grasp, simply because you dared to stretch beyond what felt easy. Consistency, the long, hard slog of discipline. Consistency is perhaps the most daunting challenge. It's easy to master your actions for a day, a week, or even a month. But what about the years and decades that follow? Mastery isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. Many people falter because they underestimate the power of small, daily actions. They look for quick results and, when they don't find them, they lose motivation. Consistency is like tending to a garden. You won't see the seeds sprout overnight, but with patience and daily care, they'll grow into something remarkable. How to overcome it? Shift your focus from immediate results to the process itself. Celebrate each small victory, knowing that every disciplined action builds on the last. Create routines and habits that make mastery easier. When the going gets tough, remind yourself why you started. This long-term vision will keep you motivated during the inevitable dry spells when progress seems slow. Failure, the unexpected teacher. No journey to mastery is complete without encountering failure. In fact, failure is one of the most potent teachers on the path to mastering your actions. But for many, failure brings discouragement and self-doubt. It's easy to equate failure with a lack of progress, rather than seeing it as a crucial stepping stone toward growth. How to overcome it? Embrace failure as part of the process. Each misstep or mistake is a valuable lesson in disguise. Instead of asking, "Why did this happen to me?" ask, "What can I learn from this?" The most successful people are those who view failure not as the end, but as feedback, a chance to recalibrate and improve. When you fail, take it as an opportunity to refine your approach, to adapt, and to come back stronger. The challenges of mastering your actions are not obstacles designed to stop you. They're the very forge in which mastery is created. Just as a sword must be tempered by fire, so too must your will be shaped by adversity. Each challenge you overcome adds another layer of strength, wisdom, and resilience. The road may be difficult, but the rewards, freedom, clarity, and purpose are more than worth the journey. In the end, the greatest mastery comes not from avoiding challenges but from embracing them. It's through facing the struggles head-on that you become not just a master of your actions, but a master of yourself. 7. Real-life scenarios. Mastering your actions might seem like an abstract concept, but its power comes to life in real-world scenarios. Imagine being a character in an intense story, where every decision you make has the potential to shift the entire narrative. Let's dive into some gripping real-life scenarios where mastering actions can transform not only your circumstances, but the very essence of who you are. The heated argument, the power of silence. Picture this, you're in the middle of a heated argument with a close friend or partner. Voices are raised, and emotions are running high. You can feel the fire in your chest, and every fiber of your being wants to lash out with words that will sting. But in that moment, something remarkable happens. You pause. Instead of reacting impulsively, you take a breath, allowing the wave of anger to pass through you. You realize that this is not about winning the argument. It's about preserving the relationship. Instead of retaliating with hurtful words, you calmly ask, "What are we really fighting about here?" By mastering your actions, you've defused the situation and opened the door to a productive conversation. You've demonstrated emotional control and shown that your priority is not just to win but to understand. In this moment, your silence is more powerful than any words you could have spoken. Why it matters? In high-stakes situations like arguments, your ability to control your actions can determine the outcome. Mastery allows you to rise above emotional reactions and respond in ways that strengthen relationships, rather than damage them. The temptation, discipline in the face of desire. Now imagine you're sitting at your desk, trying to finish an important project. The deadline is looming, but you're exhausted. Just as you're about to dive into the work, you receive a notification on your phone, a message from friends inviting you out for the night. The idea of relaxing and having fun is incredibly tempting. You feel a strong pull to say yes, to leave your work behind and enjoy yourself. But instead of giving in to that instant gratification, you pause and ask yourself a simple question. Will going out tonight help me achieve my goals, or is this just an escape from the hard work I need to do? You recognize that your future self will thank you for staying committed. So, with a mix of determination and self-control, you decline the invitation and focus on finishing the project. Hours later, the sense of accomplishment you feel is far more rewarding than the temporary pleasure you would have gotten from going out. Why it matters? Mastering your actions in the face of temptation is what separates those who achieve their goals from those who fall short. It's about choosing long-term fulfillment over short-term pleasure, a hallmark of self-discipline. The unexpected setback. Resilience in the face of failure. You've been working on a personal goal for months, whether it's starting a business, training for a marathon, or pursuing a new skill. You've put in countless hours of effort, and everything seems to be going well, until it isn't. A major setback occurs. Maybe your business deal falls through, you get injured right before the race, or you hit a plateau in your progress. The disappointment is crushing, and it would be easy to give up. But instead of seeing this failure as the end, you see it as a test. You understand that setbacks are an inevitable part of growth. Rather than wallowing in defeat, you reflect on what went wrong and what you can do differently. With renewed focus, you adjust your approach and press forward, even more determined than before. This ability to bounce back, to refuse to be derailed by failure, is a direct result of mastering your actions. You didn't let the setback define you, you let it fuel your growth. Why it matters? Life is full of setbacks, and how you respond to them shapes your future. Mastering your actions allows you to stay resilient in the face of failure, turning obstacles into opportunities for growth. The moment of pressure, grace under fire. Picture yourself in a high-pressure situation. Perhaps you're about to give a presentation in front of a large audience, or you're faced with making a critical decision in a crisis. Your heart races, your palms sweat, and self-doubt starts creeping in. The pressure is intense, and all eyes are on you. In this moment, you could crumble under the weight of anxiety. But instead, you take control. You recognize the pressure for what it is, a test of your composure and readiness. You take a deep breath, center yourself, and step into the moment with confidence. You give the presentation with clarity and poise, or you make the difficult decision with a calm mind. Your ability to master your actions in these high-stress situations sets you apart. You've demonstrated grace under fire, a quality that inspires trust and respect from others. Why it matters, in moments of pressure, mastering your actions allows you to rise to the occasion. Whether it's in a professional setting or a personal crisis, your ability to stay calm and composed is a superpower that can change outcomes. The daily grind, mastering consistency. Let's zoom in on a more subtle, everyday scenario. You're not facing any grand temptations or high-stakes situations, just the regular grind of daily life. You wake up early, go through your morning routine, go to work, come home, and repeat the process day after day. It's easy to get lost in the monotony, to let small, bad habits slip in unnoticed, hitting the snooze button one too many times, skipping the gym, neglecting personal growth. But here's where mastery truly shines. You decide that even though each day might feel repetitive, each small action matters. You choose to wake up on time, exercise, and work on that side project, even when no one's watching. Over time, these consistent actions accumulate into something extraordinary. Without realizing it, you've built a disciplined life. You've mastered the art of showing up for yourself every day, even when it's not glamorous or exciting. And one day, you look back and realize that the daily grind was the foundation of your success. Why it matters, mastery is often built in the small, unnoticed moments of everyday life. Consistency is the key to long-term success, and mastering your actions day after day is what ultimately sets you apart. In every real-life scenario, from the dramatic to the mundane, mastering your actions shapes the story of your life. You're the hero, navigating through challenges, temptations, and pressures. Each moment is an opportunity to either react impulsively or respond with intention. By mastering your actions, you take control of your story. You stop being a passive participant in your own life and become the author of your destiny. Whether it's in relationships, career, personal growth, or daily habits, this skill unlocks a life of purpose, fulfillment, and empowerment. Scientific backing. Neuroscience supports the idea that emotional regulation reshapes your brain, improving focus and decision-making. Regular practice rewires the brain for better control. 8. Daily practices. Imagine daily practices as the secret rituals of a master alchemist, the daily incantations that turn the leaden base of mundane routines into the golden clarity of a purposeful life. Each practice is like a small, magical act that, when performed with intention, transforms the ordinary into the extraordinary. Let's explore these daily practices with a touch of enchantment and wonder. The morning ritual, the dawn of intent. Picture the early morning hours as the blank canvas of your day. You have the power to paint it with the colors of your intentions. The sun has just begun to rise, casting a golden glow over your world, and you're at the center of this transformative moment. You begin with a ritual, perhaps a moment of gratitude, a few deep breaths, or a brief meditation. It's like setting a compass for your day, aligning your actions with your deepest values and goals. This sacred space of calm prepares you to face the day with clarity and purpose, turning the first light of morning into a beacon of intentionality. Why it matters, your morning ritual acts as a guide, shaping the direction of your day. By starting with intention, you transform the chaos of daily life into a well-charted journey. The midday pause, the art of reflection. As the day unfolds, you encounter the whirlwind of tasks, meetings, and interactions. The midday pause is like a quiet intermission in a grand play. Amid the hustle, you take a few moments to step back, breathe deeply, and reflect. Imagine this pause as a moment where you check the map of your journey. Are you still on course? Are you moving with purpose, or have you been swept away by distractions? This practice allows you to recalibrate, ensuring that your actions are still aligned with your goals and values. Why it matters, the midday pause is a strategic retreat that helps you maintain focus and avoid being overwhelmed by the day's demands. It's a chance to reassess and refocus, keeping your journey on track. The evening reflection, the mirror of insight. As the day draws to a close, you enter the realm of reflection. This is where the day's experiences are laid out like treasures on a table, each moment offering insight and learning. You might journal, meditate, or simply sit quietly, reviewing the day's events. What went well? What challenges did you face? What can you learn from them? This practice is akin to reviewing the manuscript of your day, editing and refining the narrative to improve the story of your life. Why it matters, evening reflection provides a valuable opportunity to learn from each day. It helps you grow by transforming experiences into wisdom, shaping a richer and more purposeful life. The mindful moment, the magic of presence. In the midst of your daily routines, there are brief, magical moments where you can practice mindfulness. It's like finding hidden gems in the mundane. Whether it's savoring a cup of tea, listening to the sounds of nature, or simply being present in a conversation, these moments of mindfulness are like fleeting glimpses into a deeper reality. By fully immersing yourself in these experiences, you cultivate a sense of presence that enriches every aspect of your life. It's about finding beauty and meaning in the ordinary, transforming everyday activities into moments of profound connection. Why it matters? Mindfulness enhances your ability to experience life fully and deeply. It's about finding joy and meaning in the present moment, making each day a rich tapestry of experiences. The evening gratitude, the light of appreciation. Before you drift off to sleep, you engage in the practice of gratitude. Imagine this as a gentle light that illuminates the day's end. You reflect on what you're thankful for, whether it's a kind word from a friend, a personal achievement, or simply the comfort of your home. This practice acts like a soothing balm, calming your mind and soul. It's a way to end the day on a positive note, reinforcing the good and fostering a sense of contentment. Why it matters, evening gratitude shifts your focus to the positives in your life, fostering a sense of fulfillment and joy. It helps to end the day with a heart full of appreciation, setting a positive tone for tomorrow. The alchemy of daily practices. Daily practices are not just routines. They are the alchemical processes that transform ordinary life into an extraordinary journey. Each practice, from the morning ritual to the evening gratitude, is a piece of the puzzle that creates a life of purpose, clarity, and fulfillment. Incorporating these practices into your daily life is like performing a series of magical rites that enhance your existence. They help you navigate life with intention, stay grounded, and continuously grow. By embracing these practices, you become the master alchemist of your own life, turning the mundane into the magnificent. Every great shift in history started with someone daring to defy the norm, to question the status quo, and to forge a new path. This isn't just a call to personal betterment. It's a call to revolutionize the way you interact with the world. As Muhammad Ali so powerfully put it, "Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it." You hold a power within you that's waiting to be unleashed. This power is about more than just reacting to life's challenges. It's about mastering your actions and choices amidst emotional chaos. Imagine yourself at the forefront of a new era, leading the charge with the strength of your decisions rather than the weakness of unchecked emotions.